Doug La Follette has served as Wisconsin's Secretary of State for nearly three decades, during which time he's seen the office lose some of its power. In the mid-1990s, former Governor Tommy Thompson rolled the Secretary of State's financial duties into a department under his control. La Follette now manages just eight employees. His main duties include keeping records for the state and often helping residents who call with a variety of questions about state government. La Follette says you don't hear much about him because he's busy doing his job.
I think the strongest argument I have is I've done a very good job. If newspapers ran headlines or radio stations ran headlines, it would say Doug La Follette's done a great job. Things get done on time, they get done on budget, and I think that's good evidence that I've done a good job.
But Democrat Scott Ross says people should expect more from a Secretary of State. This is Ross's first run for any office after working for Assembly Democrats, the Democratic Party, the Attorney General, and others. He says he decided to challenge La Follette because he thinks the office holds great opportunity. If elected, Ross says he'd push for the Secretary of State to oversee elections.
I'd like to work with the legislature to get that authority back so that taxpayers have someone who is directly accountable to them when decisions are made.
Both candidates are energetic. La Follette walks 25 minutes to work and spends his lunch break strolling from one end of State Street to the other. Ross used to weigh about 500 pounds when he worked for Assembly Democrats. He's now down to about half that and recently ran a marathon. They've used that energy differently on the campaign trail. La Follette has run on a shoestring budget, while Ross has run radio ads and raised a record amount of campaign funds for the office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.